الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا أتى أحدكم خادمه بطعامه فإن لم يجلس معه فليناوله لقمة أو لقمتين أو أكلة أو أكلتين فإنه ولي علاج، رواه البخاري. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصلاة الصلاة وما ملكت أيمانكم، رواه ابن ماجه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, the hadith that I quoted before you is a very short, a very brief, a very concise, a very significant hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, for the simple reason that this was not just any advice of Nabi alayhi salam, but scholars and ulama unanimously agree that this was the final parting advice of Nabi alayhi salam. While every father wishes, while every son wishes to cherish the final moments of his parents, what were the final advices that my father had left behind for me? Perhaps I faltered with my father for the major portion of his life, but let me latch on to those last final advices of my father. It could hold me in high strength in the latter part of my life. So we find an elderly person sitting with his grandchildren after 30 years after his father had passed away, and he says, my father had shared this advice with me. I want to share that with you also. So what I'm saying, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the final parting advice of Nabi alayhi salam. Scholars explain, when Nabi alayhi salam went into his fatal illness, when Nabi alayhi salam goes into his fatal illness, we can understand what a calamity this must have been for Sahaba. What a catastrophe when the son of Nubuwa had rose and beautified and illuminated the entire universe, and he came close on to setting, and Nabi alayhi salam was on his way out of this world. At that time, Nabi alayhi salam leaves behind some pertinent advices for his sahaba and for this entire ummah. Wallah, at that time, these advices were not only for his wives and his daughters, but for every person to come right up to the day of Qiyamah. Scholars and ulama explain, they say this hadith of Nabi alayhi salam is a synopsis of his entire life. This advice of Nabi alayhi salam was given at that stage of his life where his health had deteriorated and the speech of Nabi alayhi salam was not too audible. Nabi alayhi salam said, I leave behind two pertinent advices for you. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. That, O my sahaba, I summarize my entire stay amongst you in two words. The Quran, my noble hadith, my noble personality, I summarize my entire stay amongst you in two words. Nabi alayhi salam said, As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. Fear Allah with regards to the performance of your salah, and fear Allah with regards to the treatment of your servants, your subjects, your subordinates, and those under your care. Saying this, Nabi alayhi salam then left this world. Respected brothers and elders, we don't need the month of May, or rather the 1st of May, to remind us of our obligation and our duty to our workers and those under our servitude. We don't need the 1st of May. Like I said, this hadith is a synopsis of the life of Nabi alayhi salam. The first part of the hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said that fear Allah with regards to the performance of your salah. The scholars and the ulama have explained that that person who will be particular about his salah, then inshallah, such a person will never falter when it comes to other injunctions of deen. وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا فَهُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا. And that person who will be negligent with regards to his salah, the more than likely he will neglect other injunctions pertaining to the Almighty Allah. The second part of the hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said, fear Allah with regards to the treatment of your servants, Fear Allah with regards to the treatment of your subjects and those under your care. Those whom Allah has given you certain rights and authority over them. The ulama explain that if a person will be kind to his servants, to his subordinates, then inshallah such a person will never fail in his duty to the general Muslims at large. If you look at the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salam, it's broken down into different denominations. You know, you have rights of family, rights of husband, rights of wife, rights of neighbors, and the list then continues. Nabi alayhi salam said that that person who will be particular about maintaining good ties with those under his care, then inshallah such a person will never falter in his relation with the general masses. And really, brothers, if you and I want to understand or measure or identify the kindness of a man on the day of Qiyamah, I will explain in light of hadith. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not measure your kindness according to how you have treated your customer. That is customer courtesy, that you smile. The customer walks into the shop, if you don't smile at him, you lose the sale. So that is customer courtesy, that you smile. Many of us have deceived ourselves that we are good people because so and so loves us. I'm a good man because my boss loves me. You know, for example, a person arrogantly, proudly says, I'm a good man on the grounds that my boss has made me the manager of the business. Or a person says, you know what, Allahu Akbar, you know, my mother-in-law, she says, I'm more like a son to her. I'm more like a son to her. What about your mother? No, my mother is forever mourning and groaning. Brothers, don't get me wrong. Many of us are married. We have mother-in-laws. We need to live with them. We need to maintain good ties with them. But just to maintain this attitude that I'm a good person on the grounds that so-and-so loves me, reveres me, this which holds no merit in the eyes of Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not judge you according to how you treated your customer. Yes, Allah will judge you according to how you treated your parents. If that servant in your home, if you can convince her by virtue of your character, and if she is happy with you, be rest assured, Allah will be happy with you. But reverse the situation. If that servant working for you, if she is displeased with you, she is desperate for the job, but if she is displeased with you, remember, Allah will never be pleased with you. So Nabi alayhi salam has taught us that that person who is particular about being kind to his servants, to his subordinates, then inshallah such a person will never fail in his duty to the general masses at large. Now the ayat kareema that I recited before you, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala highlights a very pertinent principle. Rather, Allah cautions us about dealing with our subjects, our servants, and those under our care. Allah ta'ala speaks about a very pertinent principle. Like I said, if that domestic servant, I want to focus on this aspect, if that domestic servant who is working for you, as we all very well know, for a meager wage, and if she is displeased with you, let me remind you, Allah will be displeased with you. Brothers, many of us have under our employment those individuals who, apart from being poor, many of them are reciters of the kalima, and many of them perform 5 times salah. Musa alayhi salam endeavors to embark on a journey to acquire knowledge. The Quran speaks about this. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about a servant in the Quran, the first advice that we learn today, when Allah Ta'ala speaks about a servant in the Quran, what is the word Allah uses? Allah does not refer to a servant as a servant in the Quran Karim. For example, scholars explain, you know, one is to tell your staff in your business or the domestic servant, hey, listen, bring this for me, bring that for me. And one is to say, can you kindly do me a favor? You are saying the same thing in different words. If that domestic servant, Musa alayhi salam, we all agree that Yusha bin Nun was the servant of Musa alayhi salam. But when Allah Ta'ala referred to Yusha bin Nun in the Quran, the scholars explain, Allah Ta'ala did not refer to him as a servant, but Allah used the word fata. Fata in Arabic means young boy. So that is the first etiquette. Brothers, how distasteful, how sad. You walk into a Muslim home, that domestic servant is
is perhaps the age of the child's grandmother. That 5-6-year-old child calls the domestic servant directly by a name. Is this not the height of disrespect? In fact, under the commentary of this verse, وَقُلِّ عِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Allah says that tell my servants to utter that which is correct. Under the commentary of this verse, the scholars have written that it is totally unlawful, forbidden and prohibited for a Muslim to even address a kafir in a harsh manner. When that is not permissible, how then will it be permissible for you to raise your voice in front of that domestic servant who cleans your house, who washes your clothes, who feeds your children, at times put your children off to sleep? How can you speak to in that manner? The Quran says, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, it is I who distribute sustenance amongst mankind. Some I keep them superior, some I keep them inferior. لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. Not inferior in color or complex, but rather in apparent position. Allah says, some of them, I give them authority. But this is the ultimate system of Allah, to create dependence of one over the other. Nabi alayhi salam says, listen to this very attentively. Nabi alayhi salam says, that person whom Allah has given him authority over some of his fellow servants of Allah, then he must understand that this is the kindness of Allah upon me. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, Allah Ta'ala could have reversed the situation. Just as that man, his son, and perhaps his daughter under my employment. If Allah Ta'ala wants, Allah can reverse the situation. Tomorrow me and my son could be under that man's employment. Brothers, what gives us that license to speak to that person in the most harsh way? That man is desperate for a job. That's a separate issue. But he remains silent when my son addresses him in the most arrogant way, addresses him in the most abusive way. He remains silent. He will digest it. He's desperate for the job. But let me remind you, your child will grow with a rotten tongue. He will digest it. But remember, the hurt that remains in the heart of that man will not go unwatched in the eyes of Allah. Wallah, it will bring about such calamities and miseries that I promise you the wealth of the entire world will never be able to remove those calamities and the miseries that will come in your life. What gives you that authority to speak to that man in the most arrogant way in front of your innocent children? That man will digest it. You will insult him. You will criticize him. But like I said, your children will grow up with a rotten tongue. The riwayat appears in Muslim Sharif. Abu Mas'ud Badri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One day he says, my servant upsetted me. So I picked up my hand to slap my slave. Like you and I will say, I gave him one. He says, as I picked up my hand, in the distance, I could hear someone calling out, Ya Aba Mas'ud, Lallahu Aqdaru Alayka Minka Ala Hadha Al-Ghulam. Allah has more authority over you than what you have over the slave of yours. He says, I was overtaken with anger, I was enraged. I couldn't identify with the voice. I couldn't comprehend the message. He said, I picked up my hand. Someone caught my hand from the back. I turned around. It was none other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَسَكَتَ السَّوْتُ مِنْ يَدِي مِنْ هَيْبَتِهِ. He says, that all striking personality, immediately that whoop fell from my hand. Nabi alayhi salam said, O Abu Mas'ud, Allah has more authority over you than what you have over the slave of yours. Brothers, how distasteful. You walk into a Muslim home, that domestic servant, she comes to the madam. Madam, I need to take my child to the doctor. Can I leave one hour early today? You finish your job, I will tell you when to go. I am the boss. Brothers, when Allah exercises his authority, what did Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam advise his son? Oh my son, when your authority incites you or provokes you to oppress the next man, at that time remember the power and the authority that Allah has over you. He said, O Nabi of Allah, the only thing I can tell you, huwa hurrun li wajhi Allah, I freed the servant of mine for the pleasure of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam told him, Ama law lam taf'al, just as well you have freed the servant of yours, just as well, otherwise the fire of Jahannam would have been waiting for you. Otherwise the fire of Jahannam would have been waiting for you. Brothers, where is this akhlaq and this character? Open Muslim Sharif, you will find the riwayats. Like I told you, like we say in English, our little children, they listen with their eyes. Our little children, they listen with their eyes. Riwayat of Muslim. One Sahabi says, we had a servant at home. One of the young children of that house, فَلَّطَمَهَا أَزْغَرُنَا. He comes to that servant and he slaps that servant. When Nabi alayhi salam got to know about this, Nabi alayhi salam becomes extremely upset. And Nabi alayhi salam commanded them, either you set that slave free now, or either the fire of Jahannam is waiting for you and your progeny. Really, brothers, it is a sad reality. I am the boss. You're telling me what to do. The hadith that I quoted before you in the beginning is narrated in Bukhari Sharif on the strength of Abu Huraira in the first volume on page 347. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدَكُمْ خَادِمُهُ بِطَعَامِهِ. When your servant presents before you that platter of food, brothers, you and I, what we have displayed, that noble akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salam, what are we reflecting to those under us? We don't respect them. Today we have lost respect in society. People don't respect us. That domestic servant is desperate. She will work for that meager wage. She will digest it. She will tolerate it. But let me tell you, your children will grow up with that rotten tongue. Nabi alayhi salam said, when your servant presents before you that platter of food. Brothers, how sad today. You're sitting, you're telling the domestic servant, prepare the food, bring this, bring that, do this for me. That domestic servant is human. They are no creatures of Allah. They also have desires. They are human beings. You will sit, you will eat that meal in front of the domestic servant, and then you will tell her, you walk out from here. Once we finish, you come and clean up. Brothers, have a heart, have a heart. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? That when your servant presents before you that platter of food, one sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam, open Bukhari, you will find the riwayat on the strength of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He said, O Nabi of Allah, how many times every day should I forgive and overlook the faults of my domestic servant? Brothers, they are human beings. They are prone to common mistakes. You commit errors, I commit errors. No one is perfect. You take them to task for every little thing they do. Nabi alayhi salam said, up to 70 times every day you have to forgive them. Up to 70 times every day. You and I are very quick to tell the person, you know, who is owing you money. Brother, there's something like Jahannam. There's something like accountability. There's something like hisab. Is the only accountability for him. Like I always say, that domestic servant, you will insult her, you will criticize her, that servant in your business. But let me tell you, the hurt within that man's heart will not go unwatched in the eyes of Allah. Every time when that tear falls out of her eye, remember, there is a message from the side of Allah. Learn to treat them properly. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? When your servant presents before you that platter of food, فَإِلَّمْ يُجْلِسُ مَعَ, if you find it below your dignity to allow her to sit next to you and enjoy that meal. Nabi alayhi salam said, human compassion, human sentiments should compel you not to allow that servant to sit next to you. Prepare a platter, what you eat, give them to eat. Brothers, how sad. You go to a supermarket, you buy a loaf of bread for yourself, you buy an inferior quality for the domestic servant. Nabi alayhi salam said, make them eat from what you eat. Let them drink from what you drink. Make them wear what you wear. Nabi alayhi salam said, فَإِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ عِلَاجَ. For a moment reflect and contemplate. That servant prepares the food, decorates your table, prepares your meal. Have the heart, prepare a platter, give it to the domestic servant, give it to that servant in your business. Allahu Akbar. In fact, if you open Tirmizi, the second volume, under the commentary of this verse, وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Brothers, Allah Ta'ala forbid. What is our attitude today? Our domestic servants cannot even speak to us. We are so inaccessible. We are so arrogant. We are so proud. I am the boss. You are telling me what to do. Like I told you, Nabi Alayhi Salaam said, forgive them up to 70 times every day. Maymun ibn Mihran, listen to this incident. Something that's really thought-provoking. He says, one day, I send my slave girl, I have some visitors at home. I send my slave girl to bring a platter of food. As the slave girl goes, you know this anxiety, there are visitors at home to please the master. As she comes with that platter of food, she trips, she falls down, and with her goes that platter of food. Naturally embarrassment in front of the master, in front of the visitors. But wallah, she was an intelligent woman. But wallah, more intelligent than that slave girl was her master. She said, my master is such a man before whom Quran means law. I am not going to speak to him. I will let Allah speak to him via Quran. As she approaches the master and she sees anger building up in the master's face, she starts reciting the verses of the Quran al-Karim. Allah speaks about the dwellers of Jannah. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah says the second quality. Those who swallow the anger. Those who perpetually, constantly swallow the anger for the pleasure of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Who is saying it? The slave girl. To who? The master. Today that domestic servant has to make a suggestion to you. I am the boss. How can you tell me what to do? It is said that Maymun ibn Mihran, he looks down. He raises his gaze. He looks at his domestic servant. He says, "Kadhamtu ghaydhi." You have it. I have swallowed my anger. Wal'afina 'anin nas. Allah loves those who forgive for the pleasure of Allah. He says, oh my slave girl, you have it. I have forgiven you for the pleasure of Allah. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves those who do good. I have forgiven you, I pardon you, and today I set you free. Wallah, brothers, where is this akhlaq and this character? Ask ourselves the question that many of us, we have under our employment at times for 20 years, 30 years, that domestic servant in our businesses. Not once did they ever question us about Islam. Where are we going wrong? I promise you, live up to this akhlaq. They will be driven to Jannah in hundreds and thousands. They will come into the fold of Islam. The riwayat of Tirmizi. One sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam. He said, O Nabi of Allah, inna li mamlukain. I have some servants. Yukadhibunani. They always speak lies to me. Ya'sunani. Yakhununani. They always betray me. They deceive me. Ya'sunani. They always disobey me. They betray me. They deceive me. My question to you, O Nabi of Allah, I'd rather be honest with you at the very outset. At times I become upset. I verbally abuse them. At times I physically hit them. My question to you is, how will Allah view my situation on the day of Qiyamah? How will Allah view my situation on the day of Qiyamah? Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah will summon you in his court on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will summon your servants one by one. Understand, on that day, it won't be boss and worker, ruler and subject, employer, employee. You will be human, they will be human. Like the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam says, Al-Khalqu Iyalullah. The entire creation is the family of Allah. وحب الخلق إلى الله من أحسن إلى عيالي. أو كما قال, the best in the eyes of Allah is that person who is most kind to the servants of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, you'll be summoned in the court of Allah. Allah Ta'ala, فَإِنْ كَانَ يُحْسَبُ مَا خَانُوكَ وَكَذَبُوكَ وَعَسَوْكَ وَإِقَابُكَ إِيَّاهُمْ. Allah will measure their wrong. Brothers, I am not for a moment suggesting or advocating that the employee should be negligent in his duties. No, no. As an employee, we should be competent, we should be capable. Like the Quran says, إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ. Every employee should have this two qualities. One is hardworking, and number two is honesty. If you're hardworking, you'll be able to fulfill the job of the boss. And if there's no honesty and transparency, like we see today, the employee will abuse the phone of the boss, you'll abuse the car, you'll abuse the internet, there's no one in the office, you'll abuse the money. Brothers, like I said, we need to be competent as employees. We need to be capable. We need to be diligent. We need to be devoted to our task. Anyway, Nabi alayhi salam said, the Sahabi asked Nabi alayhi salam, how will Allah measure, how will Allah judge me on the day of Qiyamah? Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah will measure the harm of your servants proportionate and equivalent to how much you had verbally abused them or physically hit them. فَإِنْ كَانَ إِقَابُكَ بِقَدْرِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ كَانَ كَفَافًا. If you had punished them proportionate to the wrong that they had committed, كَانَ كَفَافًا, your sheet will be clean on the day of Qiyamah. لَا لَكَ وَلَا عَلَيْكَ. You will not be rewarded, you will not be punished. However, if your servants had abused you and you had tolerated the abuse, you had overlooked their shortcomings, Nabi alayhi salam said, that will be a credit to your account. Like we learned from the hadith of Muslim, Nabi alayhi salam said, مَا خَفَفْتَ عَنْ خَادِمِكَ. That charity and sadaqah does not only entail giving. Nabi alayhi salam said, that person who lessened the burden of his servant. Allahu Akbar, hypothetically, brothers, tomorrow is the day of Eid. You tell your servant, tomorrow is the day of Eid. I will be rejoicing with my family. Don't come to work. Yes, 500 rands for you. Enjoy with your family. Buy clothes for your children. Buy some sweets for your children. Brothers, how sad, how sad. 2 years ago, 2 years ago, the day after Eid, one brother approaches me and he said that, Molana, I never come to work on the day of Eid. My boss told me, there's the door. There's no job for you. I asked him, is your boss a Muslim? Brothers, have a heart. These domestic servants, they are human beings. They are no other creatures of Allah. They are human beings. On the day of Eid, have a heart, have a heart. Like one brother I told him some years ago, I said on the day of Eid, close your shop. Allah will give you barakah every time he sees me the day after Eid. He said, Molana, I promise you, the day after that, the takings are double. Let us turn to the Almighty Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, if you had overlooked, you overlooked the shortcomings, this will be credit to your account. However, on the contrary, if you had punished them beyond their wrong, you had punished them verbally or physically beyond their wrong, Allah will take revenge from that boss, from that employer on the day of Qiyamah. Like I said, on that day, it won't be boss and employer. On that day, it will be human and human. The Sahabi comes back to Nabi alayhi salam. He held his head. He started screaming. He said, O Nabi of Allah, you mean the matter is going to be so critical? Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah will judge you on the day of Qiyamah according to how you have treated your servants. On the spot, he calls all his servants and he said, O Nabi of Allah, Ushiduka annahum kulluhum ahrar. I make you my witness. I set all these servants of mine free for the pleasure of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, it is your prerogative, but if you do that, it is good for you. Brothers, in conclusion, like I said, the final advice of Nabi alayhi salam, fear Allah with regards to the performance of your salah. Fear Allah with regards to the treatment of your servants. One hadith, unfortunately today there is so much of abuse, which comes to us, ask the ulama. Brothers, your cell phone goes missing. Without investigating, we start accusing the domestic servant. Listen to the words of the hadith. Nabi alayhi salam said, that person who accuses his servant with no valid grounds on the day of Qiyamah, such a person will be brought before the Almighty Allah. Allah will bring his servant, and such an employer will be lashed in front of his domestic servant until or unless that domestic servant is proved guilty of the accusation. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we have heard this riwayat on numerous occasions. 10 years he spent in the company of Nabi alayhi salam. He said, not once did Nabi alayhi salam ever admonish me. You cannot tell me as a young boy that he did not provoke Nabi alayhi salam into a situation of anger. According to one riwayat, Anas himself mentions, he says, one day I deliberately, intentionally, I delayed the task to see how Nabi alayhi salam responds. Allahu Akbar. One slave girl, she comes to one sahabi. Listen to this incident. She says, for 1 year I've been poisoning your food. You are not dying. You are not dying. So what's the reason for that? So the sahabi asked that slave girl, what provoked you to poison my food? She said, I am not happy with you. He said, you are not happy with me? For Allah's sake, for the pleasure of Allah, today I have pardoned you, today I have forgiven you, and today I set you free. Really, brothers, this is my message. While we endeavor to expand in our businesses, to move from a basic car to a luxurious car, to move from a simple home to a palatial home, and to move from national vacations to international vacations, I wonder whether we entertain the same frame of mind for our servants when we decide the salary. Or does Islam, na'uzu billah, advocate a very selfish attitude? I will oppress you, I will abuse you. Brothers, what does it cost you? You are going to the supermarket, you know your domestic servant has some children, buy an extra packet of sweets. I always say, take the du'as of people, don't take the curses of people. The du'as will take you a long way in life. The du'as will travel with your generation. When the global problem today, like we look around us, is to condemn and look at Islam with a very negative eye. Brothers, it is not high time that we reflect this noble akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salam. Let us start off in our own homes, with our domestic servants, in our businesses. Help them, see to them, provide them. Nabi alayhi salam said, that person who will be kind to his servants, such a person will see divine joy in this dunya. And that person who will abuse them in this world, such a person will see such miseries that the wealth of the world will never be able to remove those miseries. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspire and infuse within us this noble quality of being kind to our domestic servants. May Allah inspire us with it.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.